This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening to you. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
They're the home of the binary trigger. They're the home of reformation, and they are the home of providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, tonight it's the return of the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. She, I've got a very nice, sweet picture of you, Keita, on the thumbnail for the podcast setup, despite the fact that you sent me a video of you throwing a whip at the camera.
Hey, what's up, Bill?
Did you get to bring one home? Do you have your own rhinoceros, or maybe would it be kangaroo hide whip?
No, I was borrowing them.
I know what to get you for Christmas, then.
What was that?
I know what to get you for Christmas.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You were snapping
country
it.
With the country boys of Australia.
I was impressed. I was impressed with that. If you're doing it right, then you're doing it the way you were doing it. If you're doing it wrong, you might peel yourself. But tonight you do not come empty-handed. You have come with a guest, another weaponized woman. Please introduce her to us, please.
Jamie Meyer, welcome to the show. Thank you so much. Jamie and I met in Oklahoma at a shooting class. I was teaching movement, and she was one of the students, and I was just very impressed with her and her drive and determination, and when she decides to do something, she gets it done. And she's been doing some awesome things for ladies who are interested in shooting, so that's what I really wanted you to talk about.
Okay, well, I'm going to step back and just sort of observe, and I'll be going to Rhinoceros Hide Whips R Us so I can find your Christmas package, Keita. So you go right ahead.
Thanks, Joe. So, Jamie, tell us a little bit about what you're doing for women in the firearms industry.
Well, first, thank you so much for inviting me to the show. I'm super excited. I actually started shooting around 2007. Just to give you a little bit of background, and then probably late 2011, I discovered competitive shooting, but I quickly discovered that there were not a lot of women that were active in it. I was kind of disappointed with that because I was always the only, girl shooter at matches or even just taking additional classes to better myself. As a shooter in general, for self, protection. Probably later in that year, maybe the following year, I kind of started meeting up with some women that had like interests, and I found some shooting groups of just women only. And quickly, I found out as well that they were interested in competitive shooting or taking additional classes, but they just didn't want to do it by themselves. And I found that they needed a resource. They needed someone to kind of be on their side, to kind of be their cheerleader and to guide them on how to do things or what kind of gear to get or equipment or guns or just even learning just the terminology. And that's, where I really shined was I was really smart with that because I had already been doing it for a while. So I just became that resource for them. here locally, and I've just kind of grown that. I'm very encouraging. I go to, many events throughout the year that are women-only geared. I encourage others to join. I have a lot of referrals from, just guys that want their family members, their girlfriends, their wives, their sisters, their daughters to, hey, take a class with Jamie. She really knows what she's doing. Or just show up at the range. Jamie will, have everything for you that you need. Just show up. And a lot of times just being another female on the range really just helps encourage others to come. And you know that, Keita, because you're kind of in the same boat too, being the only female movement, instructor out there, period. There's not a lot of female instructors that even teach in general anything to do with firearms. So we're kind of a new resource for a lot of women out there.
That's very true. And you came to the class all by yourself, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And that must have been
I do that all the time.
And the group of guys you were with were kind of rowdy. So I thought that was really impressive that you just decided you were going to do it and you did it and you made huge strides. That's something I've noticed in my classes too. Sorry,
go ahead.
Oh, that's something I've noticed in my classes too. Well, I've taught classes with a male instructor before, and women would often come as a girlfriend or as a wife of someone else who shoots. They wouldn't really typically do it on their own. But now, being a female instructor teaching by myself, I think that sort of empowers women to show up to a class, and they know they won't be the only girl there because the teacher's a girl.
Absolutely, yes. It's like we're on the cutting edge of the new world of shooting sports for women. Absolutely. I get the same thing when I'm teaching a class. I have so many more women that come as individuals, as their own person. They're not just a tag along or an addition. And that right there is just what keeps me inspired and keeps me motivated, just to continue doing what I want to do for women, for shooting it doesn't matter if it's just for self-defense, for plinking, for competitive, just more women in the shooting industry is really where we're headed. Yeah.
So what do you do for concealed carry and self-defense?
Do what? I'm sorry.
For concealed carry and for self-defense, do you teach any of those types of classes?
I mainly stick with the basics, just fundamentals. I do go over a little bit of presentation depending upon the type of class that I am teaching. But when it comes to more advanced techniques, I generally hand that off to people that's what they specialize in. We have a lot of good contacts here in Oklahoma. I've taken pretty much class with anybody that you can think of around here that's reputable at least once or twice or sometimes 10 or 12 times. Sometimes, you just kind of got to stay in your own lane, and the basics and the fundamentals for women is where I like to stay. And like I said, if it comes to something more technical or tactical or anything like that, I just hand it off. But I'm there to fully support them, and half the time I just go to class with them.
And how do you decide which instructors are reputable?
For me, for personal experience, if I've taken their class and I sometimes it's just a personal thing for me. If I go into a class and I feel safe, there's good feedback from the class, I actually learned something that I felt was important. They had a good rapport with their other students, the way they handled and managed and were very organized. Time management, things like that are very important, I think, in those types of classes. That's kind of how I pick a good instructor. And, I've taken classes with, instructors that I wouldn't think that, I wouldn't recommend. Let's just say that.
Let me get you guys to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. Keita, we'll give out all the links when we get back. This is Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Jamie Meyer. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. franklinarmory.com. We are talking to the weaponized woman, or tonight women. That's the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Jamie Meyer. I'm not going to tell you what I was thinking about you when I was connecting the whip to the whole movement thing, Keita. not even going to go there because you guys were on the roll and
so it's all good.
See, Jamie, you don't understand this because most of the time when Keita does a show, she doesn't wear pants.
Well, it's a radio show. I don't have to wear pants.
Well, but I mean, you know, she's always kind enough to volunteer it to us, you know. So anyway, details. Ladies, please, if you would, please continue.
Yeah. So, Jamie, tell us about what you carry for your everyday carry. Yeah. For those that don't know, I'm a Glock girl. I have been for many years, and I actually carry a Glock 26, and then I have a Glock 42 as a backup. I'm actually getting ready to change the 42 to my 48 as my backup now.
Ooh, you got a 48?
Yes, I absolutely love it. It is so balanced. I just love it.
I love how we sound like we're talking about makeup or something, or shopping. Glock 48, OMG.
I know. But I absolutely love my Glocks. I've been carrying them forever. My 26 has been in my fleet for, I don't know, 7-8 years at least, and it's definitely one of my favorites.
I have many
Glocks. Yes, I've had the Glock 48 for almost 3 months now, and I've probably put, I don't know, gosh, probably 800 to 1,000 rounds down it, and it is amazing.
Have you ever cleaned it in between?
I mean, I clean it just because I want to. I don't think I really necessarily need to because
it's a Glock.
Yeah, because Glocks can run dirty and dry.
Right. That is what you just said. So anyway.
Anyways.
Yeah. What
holster are you running? Sorry. No, but I really like the Glocks just because, you know, they're so reliable. I haven't had any issues out of them. I think I've got 7 or 8 now, and you know, everybody carries parts for them, not that I need them, but just, you know, things that I want to change out on my own, like sides or something like that. The price is really good for what you're getting. Like I said, again, the reliability is the key there, especially for, you know, self-defense. It has to be reliable no matter what kind of ammo I'm going to feed it. I do, for self-defense, obviously carry, you know, a self-defense grade ammo, you know, in it. But, you know, while I'm at the range practicing, I typically, you know, practice with just, you know, whatever the cheapest stuff is or whatever I loaded, because I do reload. And I just wanted to be able to eat whatever I want to put down it and not have to worry about it. And that's what Glock offers. You know, I haven't had any issues at all. I like a lot of things are interchangeable. You know, the gear is, you know, super versatile. It's very inexpensive because, you know, supply and demand kind of thing. And I think, anyways, gear's super easy to find.
Yeah.
They are very easy. My favorite thing is that they're super easy to field strip and clean.
Yeah.
And they're all the same. They're all the same.
User-friendly.
So that's the best thing. And, you know, when you're talking to other women, you know, about, you know, guns and, you know, the more bells and whistles on them, you know, it just becomes a little bit more complicated. And that's what I like about Glock. And that's why I've always stuck with them. You know, works for me. My hands fit them well. My shooter is very well.
So what kind of holster do you use for your Glocks?
I actually carry about 3 o'clock. And I actually use the flashbang holster. The Ava, and I really like the Betty. The Betty is probably the one I use the most because if I want to carry, you know, a little more closer in, not necessarily right at appendix because it's not very comfortable right there for me because I've had surgery, but the Betty holster from Flashbang is very versatile. I can move it around and, you know, it's very comfortable. It's super easy for me to draw.
it stays, you know, where it needs to, very tightly and very snug, and it's very concealable. And I've been using the flashbang holsters for a long time, so I really like them.
Are all of the flashbang holsters bra holsters, or do they have other types too?
No, they do have other types. The flashbang holster is what probably most people remember as the one that's in the bra, but they also have the ones that go on the belt, and those are the ones that I use the most.
Okay.
Just your regular traditional Kydex holster with the clip.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And she has a whole line.
This is the first time bra has ever been mentioned on this show.
I do love the bra holster, too. My 42 fits in it great, and it's the most concealable you've ever seen. But I really, really like to use the Ava from Flashbang or the Betty is what they're called. She has them. They're all named. So.
I've talked about the bra holster before.
Oh, you have?
Simply because, you know, with guys, for the most part, it's going to go on the belt. They're, you know, we might have like a fanny pack or a belly band, but it's still going to be worn around the waist in one shape, unless you go to a shoulder holster if you're wanting to channel your inner Sonny Crockett. But it just seems like the ladies have more choices, more viable choices. So.
Yes. Well, it depends on the shape of your body, too. I mean, those of us who are well endowed in that area, obviously that's the easiest place to hide something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But not all women are built that way.
Correct. And I've seen some very, you know, small-chested women.
I'll tell you what, before we take off on small-chested, let's give out where we can find everybody. let's do a little selling here. Jamie, how do we find you and what you do?
I'm located in Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I guess you can find me with Shoot Like a Girl. I'm pro staff for Shoot Like a Girl, and you can find me online there. And I also have a Facebook page, Jamie Meyer, Competitive Shooter.
And, of course, Kita.
And Kita, yes.
Kita, you got to get a website. You got to get a website. Yes, you do. Yes. I'll be talking to Mr. Fisher about that. He'll persuade you. I know I have no sway on that. He might be able to persuade you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Republican from California Kevin McCarthy has some strong words for House Democrats.
But not only did this body try to change the rules after the fact, they don't think everybody's equal, Madam Speaker. Because if your words get taken down, you don't have a right to speak that day. But no, we should change that. We should show them. The majority should get what they want.
On Tuesday, House Speaker Pelosi was admonished for calling the president a racist. However, lawmakers voted to allow her to continue to speak on the floor anyways. Prosecutors have dropped the case accusing actor Kevin Spacey of groping a young man at a Massachusetts resort island bar in 2016. The case became hobbled after Spacey's accuser invoked his Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination and refused to testify about text messages the defense claims were deleted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live from the AR-500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey.
What's up?
Fresh off of her trip to Australia?
Yes.
Did you actually compete down there?
I did. I did two competitions. I shot the Queensland state titles, and I also shot a local club match.
And
yeah, that was pretty fun.
How does a competitor of handguns, semi-automatic handguns, in Australia, how do you have to conduct yourself? How do you get your gun from wherever you are to where you're going? I mean, isn't that a little more involved?
Yeah, so there's a lot of paperwork involved. It can be done. I chose to borrow a gun instead because I didn't have a whole lot of time from the time the classes were scheduled.
Right.
So I just borrowed a gun from my host family, and it just wasn't a big deal then. And I didn't have to fly with my gun within the country. We just drove.
Yeah. I guess it's a good thing that you had a host family that had a gun laying around that you could borrow, huh?
Yeah, well, most competitors do. It was actually the national champion of the country.
Okay. Well, now that makes
so he's got a few guns laying around.
And now, I knowing that I, and I'm sorry to be taken away from the segment, but I was just curious about this, knowing that I know that you travel all over the world to train, did you also train some people there? Did you do any of that, I could tell you what I was doing, but then I'd have to murder you?
A little bit of both.
Yeah, okay. I'm just curious. Anyway. And Keita's guest this evening is Jamie Meyer, who, now, Jamie, I, I too used to be a Glock person. I don't have anything against Glocks, except I am better with that 22 degree sweep on that grip just misses with me. Just misses with me. So I had to.
If it's in my hand, perfect.
We'll see. Okay, good.
Well, she and everybody's different, you know.
Yeah, that's why there's more than one gun to pick from, right? All right, I'm pulling back, and ladies have at it.
So, Jamie, did you want to let us know your email, too? We had to go to break right in the middle of that.
Yeah, my email address is OklahomaGunTraining@yahoo.com.
And my email address is 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. That's 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. So anything else you want to share about your experiences carrying, especially as a female?
Carry every day, no matter what. regardless if it's hot or cold, or you're just running to the store to get something, I always have this conversation with my students, especially my female students. They're like, oh, it's inconvenient. Also carry on your person. Don't carry in your purse or in, you know, like a compartment in your car or something. Carry on your person to where it's easily accessible. Think about, you know, your seatbelts. Think about things like that, what, you know, may hinder you being able to access it very quickly. You know, think about those things. I think those are all probably my point that I like to make, to any shooter, not just women.
Yeah, it sounds like you've really educated yourself. So what led you to these decisions to live this sort of a lifestyle?
I started with a very traumatic, experience out of the country. That left me with some insecurities. And when I came home, I decided that I needed to do something about it. And my husband suggested taking some firearm courses and getting my concealed carry permit. And that's kind of where it all started. And I got in class and realized that it was fun and I was really good at it already. And I was just brand new. Like, I didn't have any new, you know, any bad habits or anything. Nobody had ever shown me anything really. So, but I knew right away that I needed to get more training, that I wasn't ready to carry a gun yet just because I had a permit, thankfully. And I was working in the law enforcement field, the district attorney's office at that time, and was, you know, had several, you know, valuable resources around me as far as firearm instructors, and kind of went that route and let those guys just kind of lead me on my way. And then they're the ones that actually got me into competition.
That's really awesome that you realized, you know, this isn't just a toy. This is something that can really hurt people, and you took it seriously and took appropriate measures instead of just, you know, going out to the range cowboy style and punching around at pop cans and then sticking it in your pants gangster style. You actually did the research and knew you needed to take some extra steps and educated yourself.
Yeah, I've taken many classes over the years. I think I probably have close to 800 hours of training. I've been, you know, with Tom Givens several times. I really enjoy his classes and his entourage of other instructors as well. I follow them around pretty closely.
That's awesome.
So I try to do more than just the basics, for sure.
I'm actually taking a shotgun class this weekend. Looking forward
to with
that.
Tom?
Yeah.
Awesome. You're going to love
it. Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
I love shotgun. I wish I could carry a shotgun.
Well, you can. So what is your go-to gun for home defense?
Shotgun.
It is. Yeah. That's kind of what I was picking up on there.
Yeah, I love shotgun. Yeah, my husband really, he probably didn't understand the can of worms that he opened whenever he introduced me to guns. So, yeah, I love shotgun. I love rifles. I love it all. If it goes bang, I want to shoot it. But shotgun is definitely my go-to for home defense. Of course, we have other, you know, things too, but shotgun for sure, that's just for us.
Yeah, and
a no-brainer.
You have children that could get in the way and things like that, and you have some, you probably have some pretty wide open areas in your house too.
Yes.
And being in Oklahoma, I would guess you have some, do you have some larger animals around your area?
We have cows on our property. We have an acreage, and we have some, our neighbors have some really expensive horses and things. So we're, you know, we're very careful about that. That went into a lot of our planning. But the shotgun actually went into our planning years ago whenever we lived in town even, just mainly for that reason as well, though. I was always worried about, you know, the neighbor kids. If something ever happened, you know, this is my plan, but I need to make sure, you know, I've got, you know, a safe alternative, and I just didn't feel comfortable, you know, always. I'm like, what happens, you know, my pistol round goes through the wall and it goes through this window and all of that. So after I got a little bit more educated, I just went the shotgun route.
I had a very high-speed individual in one of my classes. And
okay.
Said,
let me hold you right there at the high-speed individual. I was about to listen to that, and I looked at the time. I want to hear about the high-speed individual when we get back. That I definitely do. This is the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey, fresh off of her overseas trip to Australia, where she was shooting and popping. I leave you to decide what that means. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bassi, and she has her guest, Jamie Meyer. Next week, you're going to still be in this country, Keita?
A couple of weeks.
Say again?
I'll be in this country for a couple of weeks.
Oh. So next week, your guest will be?
Next week will be Corinne Mosier. And Corinne is a certified female badass.
Yeah, I've seen her stuff. Is there anybody she doesn't shoot with? Wouldn't that be easier to say who she doesn't shoot with than who she does shoot with?
Yeah, she's pretty well known in the industry.
Yeah.
All right. She's very talented.
Just wanted to do a little upcoming moment, and then after that, I guess you're going out of the country again?
Actually, after that, I was thinking about having a gal on from Australia.
Okay.
If we can work that out.
We can. We have done it. I have had people on from Australia call into the show while traveling in Australia. So, yes, we can do that.
Yeah, we can do this.
So anyway, Jamie, we didn't forget you were there. Please, if you will, ladies. I had to interrupt you there, Keita. So if you would, if you want to tell the shotgun story, whatever that was, I really wanted to hear that.
Oh, yeah. So I had this high-speed individual in one of my classes. He's had a lot of experience. Very experienced SWAT guy, team leader. And he told me the one firearm he and his guys were the most afraid of was definitely a shotgun when they're breaking into a place. So it's very intimidating, even with the body armor, because it kind of goes everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be scared of it.
Yeah, it's going to do some damage no matter what, right?
Yeah. I mean, Tom Givens, you know, we go over a lot in that in classes about, you know, slugs and buckshot and things like that, you know, and how, you know, what your spread is. And, you know, we don't use, you know, obviously birdshot for self-defense. So some people, you know, have the misconception of that. But you need a tight group. I want to make the biggest hole, make do the most damage to stop the threat as soon as possible, and that's why I use a shotgun.
Yeah, I'm actually, so he's teaching a 3-day instructor course over the weekend, and that's the one I'm taking. So it'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday here in Wisconsin. I'm excited about that to learn more. I'm fairly
I can't wait to hear what you think about that. I said, I can't wait to hear what you think about it. I think you're really
I'm pretty excited. It's going to be really hot here, too. Well, for Wisconsin, being 95 degrees is hot because it's so humid you feel like you're swimming through the air. It's not like Oklahoma hot.
That and shooting matches every weekend. It's been like 100 degrees. It's miserable out here right now. So I'm sure it's not any better there.
No, well, it's really nice here right now, but this weekend's going to be hot. And especially running around with a bigger gun than I'm used to and more equipment on me.
But, yes.
And I'm super excited. And I've been doing more with shotgun. I did a three-gun match. It was a three-gun partner match, which was really cool. So my partner was able to sort of coach me through my first USPSA three-gun match, or US three-gun match.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah, I haven't shot three-gun in about a year, but I plan on getting back into it.
And I did shoot a shotgun in the Philippines, but I got a really brief rundown just before shooting a mask. So I didn't, go into a whole lot of detail. It was just kind of like, all right, here's a shotgun. Make it go. But, you know,
think
when you're a shooter, you're a shooter.
Yep. Fight some trigger.
So you've shot three gun and USPSA, and you're doing intro to shooting classes for women. What else are you doing?
I've been doing a lot of the Glock matches, the GSFS matches. Been doing really well with that. I actually have two this weekend. I have been doing, I do steel challenge. I do skeet and trap, you know, for fun. Like I said before, I mean, if it goes bang, I want to shoot it and I want to try it out. I want to, you know,
yeah,
just give it a go.
I know. I want to shoot everything. It's so much fun.
Yes. I do bowling pin matches. I got into bowling pin matches last year after my back surgery. I couldn't really run and gun, but I could stand there and shoot, you know, and shooting and shooting. So that's what I wanted to do. And bowling pin matches are so fun. I love shooting head-to-head. I mean, it's just an adrenaline rush.
Yes. The shape makes them so much more challenging for some reason.
And you have to get them off the table. It's not just knocking them down. You have to get them off of the table. So, you know, it's fun. It's a good rush. And we have a good crowd here and where I'm at and that follows those matches. And it's fun. It's nice. You get some hardware. You know, when you win, you get a little money. It's fun. It's just, you know, good. Keep up your skills. And shooting head-to-head, you know, you don't get that, you know, in USPSA or steel challenge or anything like that, you know. There's not very many things they can actually shoot head-to-head or even beside somebody besides, like, Bianchi or, you know, NRA, you know, action pistol or something like that.
I know in Missouri they do a shoot-off after their state match, but I haven't seen that a whole lot in other places. They do the Super Six in Europe, which is the top six competitors, and then they all shoot stages and compare the best times, but it's not head-to-head, like standing side-by-side, like a shoot-off.
Yeah. I love shooting. It's such a rush.
Being from Oklahoma, I had this question come up when I was in Australia, and I didn't know. Have you, and you have cattle around and things like that, do people crack whips here in the U.S. that I just don't know about?
I have honestly never seen that, Kita.
I never had either. And when I was there, I was in the country land of Australia with a bunch of country boys, and they were cracking their whips. That's how they herd cattle. And they said, oh, you're from the U.S., where the cowboys are, so you know how to crack a whip. I'm like, what? We don't just run around cracking whips in the U.S. I didn't know what they were talking about.
We have cattle,
right? With the
whip.
What's it called? Like the rope with the hole.
The lasso?
The lasso. Thank you. Words, things. Words, yeah. Use a lasso. They lasso, but I've never seen anyone, like, run around on a horse whipping cattle. But apparently that's how they do it there. I don't know if it's so much whipping them as it is scaring them by breaking the sound barrier. And I was so excited I broke the sound barrier when I tried it. And I've never cracked a whip before, but...
Well, you broke it more than once from the video that I saw. More than once.
Well, Keita, I'm going to have to try this out.
Yes,
we're going to have to get a whip from Bill for Christmas, and then you and I are going to go out.
If I'm giving you one, I can give Jamie one as well.
I can
get you both rhino hide whips. Yes, I can. I don't know from where, because I don't know where you find one of those things, but this is the 21st century. We can find something. Certainly. We're about to run out of time. Jamie, thank you very much for being a part of the Weaponized Woman.
Thank you, Bill.
And Keita.
Thank you, Keita.
Welcome back. It's nice to have you in CONUS. Are you laughing?
Am I what?
Were you laughing just then?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm also making dinner.
Okay. All right. We will return with the Weaponized Woman next week with Corinne Mosier, and we will keep on keeping on until she takes off out of the country. Ladies, thank you.
Thanks again.
All right.
Thank you very much. Bye, Bill.
Bye. What is YouTube up to? That's coming up next. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might feel a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.